Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is June 3rd, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "They were binary stars trapped in each other's gravitational field and easily dismantled without the other's opposing force," by Olivia Blake, The Atlas Six. So we're skipping tea this week. I'm rejudging the tea situation. Bear with me. Some cool stuff is coming. I promise. Moving into some headlines. Finally, it's been 500 years we've been hearing about this. We finally have some information. This comes to us from Entertainment Weekly. Hocus Pocus 2 gets a release date as Disney unveils first footage. Lock up your children. This was written by Joey Nolfi. The Black Flame Candle ignites for Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy in the first footage from the Disney upfronts. The witches are back and there's hell to pay this fall. Disney has conjured up the release date for Hocus Pocus 2 out of its upfronts presentation, with the studio announcing Tuesday that the movie will hit Disney Plus streaming service on September 30th. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy, all of whom starred in director Kenny Ortega's 1993 original as the evil Sanderson sisters of Salem, reprised their roles for the sequel, which audiences got a sneak peek at for the first time at Disney's presentation. The rough cut footage showed two young girls lighting the black flame candle, which summons the central witches, as Midler squeals, "Lock up your children. Yes, Salem, we're back." They then launch into a musical number, a cover of Elton John's The Bitch Is Back, while Billy Butcherson, Doug Jones, and a still unnamed character played by Sam Richardson also appear. Tony Hale, who plays the mayor of Salem, is also featured in this clip. Specifics are slim on the film's plot, though Entertainment Weekly exclusively confirmed that Thora Butch would not reprise her role as Danny Dennison from the first film. We also broke news that RuPaul's Drag Race star Ginger Minj, Cornbread the Snack, and Kimora Hall will play drag versions of Winifred, Mary, and Sanda, respectively, in a scene that takes place at a drag show attended by the trio of Sanderson sisters. Ted Lasso Emmy winner Hannah Waddingham also has a role in the film, which reportedly follows three modern-day teens played by Gossip Girl's Whitney Peak, Dirt's Lila Buckingham, and American Horror Story Belisa Escobedo, and their attempt to stop the Sanderson sisters' plot for revenge following their resurrection 29 years after the event's first film. Quote, "I am beyond thrilled to be involved in the sequel to a film that is beloved as Hocus Pocus," sequel director Anne Fletcher said last year in a statement about the upcoming film. Quote, "Fans around the world have embraced these characters and have made this film a Hollywood tradition whose popularity continues to grow, and how lucky I am to be back at Disney with these three extraordinary, talented ladies and these iconic roles they created, as well as our fabulous new additions to the cast." So Hocus Pocus 2 premieres September 30th on Disney Plus. Super cool. All right, so I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, June 3rd. The waxing crescent moon flows in and out with Cancer's tides today. Here, the moon continues its trine to Neptune and opposes Pluto. We are feeling around in the dark, and sometimes, when you feel around in the dark, you stumble upon something that you never suspected was hidden there. It can be a scary experience at first when you encounter these things, But once the element of surprise has worn off, you will realize that, while you can't see this thing, you do recognize it as part of yourself. See if you can manage to find some compassion for yourself in this moment. We often criticize the darkest parts of ourselves, and that's why they go into hiding. But if we take a moment to show some love and light to these hidden bits, we may find that they are lost treasures rather than scary goblins. Your daily moon mantra is, if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
The power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from various witches and authors of Witch Way magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of insight for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you'll learn how to attract love with spells for confidence, glamour, and passion, awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality, understand the ethics of love magic and free will, and much more. Whether you're looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. Available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, we have a question from one of our listeners. On May 13th, Jesse asked, I'm looking for suggestions on spells, mantras, or other things that can help me and my son's doctor be guided to make the best decisions regarding my son's health. He has epilepsy, and we are trying to find the best RX for him. It's been a struggle, and it's awful to watch my son endure the side effects of an RX I'm knowingly choosing to give him. Currently, he is in kindergarten, and his teachers can't manage him, and we can barely manage him at home. So we're moving on to the next RX, hoping it will control the seizures and allow him to function. And honestly, I just want to break down and cry. But I'm the adult here, so I got to keep it together, you know? FYI, my husband is a full partner in this, but he's upset about all of this too, and feels even more helpless than I do. Any advice would be comfort to me. Thanks in advance. Oh, Jesse. Let's see what some of our answers are. I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't have any medical knowledge. So I can't really. So I just feel like I don't have any advice that's helpful because I've never been through this. But I'm really excited to see what the community says. Melody says, my only suggestion is to create your own spell to invite good health for your son. If you're doing anything with candle work, make sure that his name is carved into the candle. Pick the appropriate color for health spells and anything that correlates with health magic. I personally feel that my spells are stronger when I create them from scratch. But if you prefer a step-by-step on a spell, you can DM me and I can help you create one. Lilith says, I built a spell for open mind and open eyes. Then I did the mundane and started asking my present doctors, checking my insurance, etc. The spell was built to lead me to new people with new thoughts. It was very specific to me. Maybe look for new support groups. I don't know your struggle, but you can't be alone. You need support of others who understand, who will bring you new knowledge, new things to try, new ideas from people who have been there. I think Melody has the right idea. Spell creation is a part of the buildup and allows you to be very direct in your request for help. Side note, as a part of my medical solution, I am specifically meditating to drive energy and love to create organs at my cell level. I'm going to go on a 2-week trip. So I created a small travel altar dedicated specifically to my meditation of good health. It's a small glass jar full of my altar sand with cork inside, a slightly larger jar. The jar contains rose petals from my mother's my mother's garden. I get one glorious rose a year from mom, a piece of rose quartz from my rose quartz love bowl, a pack of birthday candles. I put birthday candles in the sand to safely burn while I recite my spell. Maybe you should start a calming bowl or an understanding bowl, something for his room where you can charge it and let it settle. If you have fey beliefs, maybe a little something for them, depending on the age of your son. If he's energetically oversensitive, outlets both physically and psychologically, I would think it would also be essential. Kat says, it's not magic, but as a longtime nurse, I can 100% tell you that you can and should always advocate for your son with his medical providers. If I were in your shoes, I would be upfront with them that you need the seizures under control and you want him to have the best life with the least amount of side effects and the minimum use of medication. When you find great supportive healthcare team, they will be completely on board to work with you. On the flip side, I agree with the other ladies about creating your own healing spell. If you like herbs and use one specific to healing and feel right to you, if it's crystals, do the same. You can incorporate a candle into the mix with herbs and crystals or whichever natural things you prefer to work with. This is your son. Listening to your instincts on this will lead you into the right direction. And then Jesse responded, thank you all for responding with such generosity and kindness. I feel confident again in my ability to make a spell and ritual to us. I'm so grateful you took the time to share your thoughts with me. I'll update you with what I do and in the coming weeks, hopefully have an update with good news about our progress. Oh, okay. So yeah, if everyone listening could just send some strength and resilience to Jessie as she's working through this and handling this, I'm sure she would very much appreciate it. I've talked to Jessie privately, and these things are never easy. And I just feel like she needs as much mental fortitude as possible. So if you are someone who maybe after you listen to the podcast, you go to your altar and you light some candles, maybe light one for Jessie to help get her through this. I think that would be very lovely. All right. So how are we on time? We're great on time. So let's dig into a journal prompt. What is something that worked in your favor today? Was it a surprise or something you had set into motion? Oh, so this is a... Honestly, we just came off of a pretty heavy topic. So I feel like nothing I say here is going to sound good. But let me preface. It is 12 p.m. And it is a Saturday when I'm recording this. So I haven't done much today. I woke up. I did my stair stepper for an hour while I watched Buffy. Went to a cafe to have coffee and breakfast with my friend slash neighbor. And I came home to record. So I haven't had a lot going on. But I will say we go very frequently to this cafe in New Orleans. And the line this morning for coffee was very, very long. And they are the type of cafe where they have one machine and one barista, and they fully make the drink before they move on to the next drink. So a long line means you're going to be there for a while. So we got there and we look at the line and we're like, don't really want to deal with this. So we sat down at the bar to kind of wait for the line to dwindle down. And, one of the bartenders was there who we know pretty well. She's there all the time. We love her very much. And she was like, hey, like, what can I get for you guys? And we were just like, oh, like, we're just waiting for the line to go down. Like, we're not, you know, like, we're not getting drinks. And she was like, I can just make you coffee. And we were like, oh my God, really? And she let us order with her. We ordered with her. We paid for her. We tipped her very well. And she went and made our coffees for us around the line. So I would say that worked in our favor. Was it a surprise? Yes, we weren't expecting that. I like to think we're very good patrons. We wait in line. We're very courteous. We clean up after ourselves. Like, we didn't expect, we didn't expect that. So it was a surprise. But I would say we also set it in motion. Like I said, we are very good patrons. We are very patient. If they forget something, we just give them a smile and like a brush. And like I tipped her $10 for making our coffee ahead of everyone else's because that was just very kind. So yes, it was a surprise. We didn't expect it, but I do think we set it in motion by always being good patrons. So it's very lovely. And I'm a big believer, like there's two establishments in New Orleans. If they disappeared, my life would no longer make sense. I am a creature of habit. It's very difficult for me to go to new places and see new people. I've mentioned before, I can be socially awkward. So those situations are just a lot for me to handle. Like, I feel like every place has like different rules or different things on how things work. Like the first time I went into a Panera was like crazy for me because it's like every place has its own culture of how things work. And when you're a new patron there and you don't know like their specific way things are done, it's very stressful. And even when things go well, I will overthink about like everything that happened when I was at that new place. I'm like, did I do everything the way they wanted me to do it? Was like, oh, it's a lot for me. So I tend to stick to the same places. So because of that, I go to this cafe all the time. Tip very well because I believe in it. And yeah. And so typically the two places I go to all the time, they know me very well because I'm there all the time and I get the same thing every time and I tip well every time. And I feel like if you do that, places get to know you very, very fast and they tend to like you and they'll tend to be pretty cool with you, though I don't like to expect things. So, yeah, so I would say that is something that worked in my favor today and it was pretty cool. I doubt she listens, but B, you are incredible. Okay, so let's pull a card today. Let's see what our card pull is today. I feel like we had kind of a heavy episode, so I want to see if we can get any insight. I really love when we do card pulls because it does sometimes feel like it speaks to what we're talking about. So Jesse, I really hope this means something to you. Our card today is the dog. From the Witch Daily Oracle. This was contributed by myself. The dog is about loving hard, going for it, and loyalty. Timing it is quickly. As a yes and no, it is a yes. If you want something, go for it. You may be playing it a bit too cool, and this could confuse people about what you want and how you want it. Don't be afraid to express your feelings. If you like something, it's okay to show it. You're a loyal person, and the aloof attitude may be throwing people off. Love reading, be more open about what you want. Career reading, ask about that project or promotion. Health reading, trust more. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Beth. Beth, you formidable, beautiful vampire slayer. Charlotte Dick, Charlotte, you bombastic, scrumptious oracle. And then finally, Bia Frias, Bia, you wicked, tenacious sunfish. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. I have been conjuring up this little trip I want to, like, I have for the, oh my God, what's the tier? So the new tier, we deleted the powerful podcast producer tier and we created, the traveling broom rider tier. And you're a broom rider because you're traveling. And I thought it'd be really fun for us to do like a fun trip, like 3 or 4 days where we're just like doing activities together and meditations and rituals and witch swaps, like swaps of goodies. And it's a brand new tier. So yeah, I think it could be fun. I'm definitely not expecting more than like 4 people to actually want to do it. So, yeah, we'll have more information about that eventually, but you know, I can't keep a secret. I'm really bad. I used like that was, I used to really fantasize about being a secret agent. Like, that was just kind of a thing for me. But I realized I don't have the ability to hide my feelings, number one. Like, my emotions always show on my face. And number two, I can't keep a secret at all. I'm too honest. I have no filter. So I honestly shouldn't even be talking about this little trip now because I have no information to give you. But I am, because I can't keep my mouth closed. Anyways, honestly, I think the world would be a little bit better if more people just said stuff. Ugh. Okay, anyways, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Witchpod.com. And we will talk again next week. Okay. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull, can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.